您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索“圆桌会议”。The omnipotent Chaoyang residents are on the go again. The latest news says that a CCTV host busted by police while taking drugs fell from a building in Beijing and died. The host, as well as another drug user, was again reported by Chaoyang residents of the so-called Chaoyang masses or Chaoyang 群众 to the local police. So the phrase Chaoyang 群众 has been very popular recently with the help of the internet. Now let's talk about it finally. Why do you think that this term gets so popular?
Because I think it's been closely connected to a string of celebrity gossip that is always the Chaoyang residents or the Chaoyang masses that give the police a tip-off. And then this latest CCTV host, and then previously there was Huang Haibo, there was Ke Zhendong, and a whole bunch of others, you know, as a result of the tip-off, got busted, either having prostitutes at home or, you know, taking drugs and all kinds of things going on. So, yeah, I am with the netizens.When and how did the Chaoyang residents become such a mysterious and powerful organization to some extent that can fight crime? When did that start happening? Since last year, I suppose.
I think it started happening in people's imagination.
Yeah.
When this phrase, the Chaoyang masses, was invented by the media, that's when the phenomenon started.Realistically, it doesn't exist.
It's invented by the police, probably.
There are certain individuals who've got nothing better to do than go around poking their noses into other people's business. Now, sometimes if that's illegal business, then that's a good thing.
Mm.
Right. So, but to think of it as, I mean, it's been compared with the British Secret Service, the MI6, or
and
the
also
CIA.
The CIA, the Mossad.
So, come on now, you know, really. I don't think, I think this is the most hyped up story and a fantastic sounding phrase, the Chaoyang masses, to hook the whole story onto. And we've fallen for it. I mean, we're promoting it.
No, we're not. We're discussing it.
To get to the bottom of it.
We're discussing it. And that in that way, you know, we are going along with this idea that there is such a thing as the Chaoyang masses, when in fact it's probably different people who happen to know someone. Maybe they've got a grudge against them. And if they can snitch on them to the police, then they will.I hardly think it's hundreds of thousands of people in organised units going around busting crime.
No.
Is it? It's the odd person with a grudge that thinks, right, I'm going to make an anonymous tip-off to the cops, and you're for it, mister. You know, and that's what's happening.
And maybe they happen to live in Chaoyang District. Who knows?
Or maybe they don't, but who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It doesn't help the story if we say they don't. So, you know, the media love this kind of thing. And sure enough, we're enjoying it now.
Yeah,
we're discussing it.
And when I first saw this, my initial question was, so these are celebrities that have paparazzi following them around. And even the paparazzi who have a close eye on these celebrities 24 hours around the clock couldn't bust them, you know, taking drugs and do all kinds of illegal things, apparently. Then when did these Chaoyang residents or these people, and how did they be able to do something that the paps can't even do? So I had this big question, and now thank you guys. I think we sort of cleared up the air a little bit for me.
Well, let's look at it realistically. If you're running a hotel, if you're renting an apartment,And you sometimes service the apartment, your hotel room is cleaned, and you find some drug paraphernalia or something there. You don't want anything to do with that, obviously. So, therefore, maybe you would then tell the police. But it's hardly a case for the Chaoyang masses. It's probably somebody looking after their own interests, because they don't want anything to do with that kind of illegal activity. And therefore, and they don't want people doing it in their property either.
Right.
So, you know, who knows how the information gets to the the police. But it's probably things like that, people looking after their own interests.
Yes, I think you guys have great points. But just to play devil's advocate here, don't estimate the power of the masses, or maybe the damas or the dayes in this case of Chaoyang. Well, on the one hand, I think Chaoyang is a place where a lot of expat communities and are there, and a lot of celebrities do live in Chaoyang. I guess that's why it's always Chaoyang and things happening in Chaoyang, people busted in Chaoyang. But on the other hand, I think it plays to the police advantage to create this or to help create this phenomenon, because you know that gives an image of, you know, Chaoyang is a place where there's citizen vigilante, where you know you don't want to do something bad. And also our listener says, this is Yang Duo says, why are they still taking drugs in Chaoyang, knowing that there are the Chaoyang Qunzhongs there?
Well,
that's probably a good point.